this morning. Faith is coming into my heart, into my spirit, into my inner man. Faith is coming because I am hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's be seated and clap for the tribe of Judah, that God remain their strength. Hallelujah. Change this mic for me. Thank you. Hallelujah. My assistant is coming to meet with you. He understood what I said. Glory be to God. Faith indeed is here. And you're all welcome to his presence this morning. You're welcome to the presence of God. It's looking good now. You're welcome what? To the presence of God. Hallelujah. So let's just exchange greetings. And says, welcome. Greet the one that did not attend your meeting invite recently. Greet them. Greet the one that you have not seen for a while. Let somebody greet Sister Jo. You may not know her, but she knows herself. Sister Jo, you too can greet somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Jo, no one greeted you except your mother. That means many people don't know you. Stand up. Stand. That is Jo. She's Josephine. So I call her Jo. Yeah, Josephine. Lady Jo, good to see you. And good to see your friend also. Joseph what? Yes. Josephine. You are well. You can call Josephine Jo also. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. May the Lord turn your mess into a message. May God Almighty turn your mess into a message. Now, this short exhortation today is for somebody. The person may be here. The person may be online. But the message that I had prepared 3 weeks ago, you know, it's been a while since I've been here, even though you see me constantly here. Glory be to God. Amen. When it was time to talk about it, I was prompted again that no, revisit 2015. Amen. May God turn everything that represents a mess into a testimony for you. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 10, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou cometh forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. In verse 6. Then I said, ha! Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a child, a young man. But the Lord said unto him, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, you will speak. Hallelujah. Verse 8, do not be afraid of them, all their hostile faces, for I am with you always, for a good reason, to protect you and deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, hear me, I put my words in your mouth. Verse 10. See, the last verse. I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. May the Lord bless the reading of his words. My brothers and sisters, the short exhortation is simply turning whatever that represents mess into a message. Ever since the day you and I were born, the enemy's plan and intention is to truncate our destiny, to create a concern in our heart that what he instructed us to do, that we cannot do them, and that we cannot accomplish what he originally planned for us. The plan of the devil from day one is to create all kinds of confusion and trickish in our ways. Just as he did in Genesis, you realize that it was the devil that tricked the woman that, oh, don't mind what you have been told, but rather you eat the fruit, the forbidden fruit. The purpose why the enemy did that was truly to create confusion and to make a situation that was originally perfect a mess. And he nearly succeeded at doing so. We thank God for his mercy that God never leaves his children abandoned. I pray this morning that you will find solace in his presence. What does that mean? It means finding comfort at the presence of the Lord. From the day you were conceived in your mother's womb, as you read, the intention of the enemy, the real enemy of our salvation, is to destroy us so that the plan of God for our lives will not come to fruition. But the enemy has failed, because by the grace of God, we have victory in Jesus' name. One thing I believe is this: the turnaround God has promised you shall come to accurate fulfillment. It may tarry. Focus on what you have been told. Focus on the intention, the plan, and the purpose of God. The key important thing is this: you may say you don't know the purpose of God for your life. Start by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. When you do so, the Spirit he has promised, the Comforter, will teach us all things. The best teacher is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will teach us in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, there is a mess in this world, and that mess is a mess of unbelief. The enemy has created doubt in the hearts of believers, that even to sleep in the Lord is stressful. Some that have not died yet are already distressed. That am I going to sleep now and not wake up? Why such thought? If you know the Lord, you've accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior, why should such evil thoughts consistently flood our hearts? The reason simply is because devil, called Satan, his assignment from day one is to create doubt in the heart of believers. There are people that they have all kinds of mess, and they continue to dwell in the mess, and mess upon mess, mess upon mess, and things are getting worse. And do you know what is missing? Jesus. No one has ever taken time to now invite Jesus into the mess. Your mess of unbelief, God can turn it into a message of faith. He can do so. You see, a lot of the time, we tell people that the word of God is complete. You need no Google to search for a message if truly you're on the right side of God. Because everything you do on earth, your journey so far, thus far, when you begin to reiterate them, analyze them, you realize, my sister, that it is a message, a good message for another. Oh, you've gone through it, then it becomes a message. Because successfully now, you have experience. It's like someone trying to build a house or never built before, lives in an apartment, would not know what it takes to close a garage or what electricity bill means in addition. Hallelujah. Why? Because their responsibilities and the burdens are not there. Maybe the landlord takes care of that. But because you are built now, you understand what it means to take care of your lawn. They take, my guy is outside, I need to take care of my lawn. Say, your lawn. Why do you need to take care of your lawn? Others that live far away in overseas, they'll say, oh, just get some animals to eat the grass. And it's because that is where their experience is, right there. Hallelujah. If you've never lived in an environment that is so conducive, you may think that living in a mess is the right place to live. Hallelujah. I'm here this morning to let you know that whatever you are going through, the Lord Almighty has a word for you. And that word can deliver you. It can set you free. It can put you right and correct everything that looks confusing and give you the hope that you desire. And I pray that the Lord Almighty will do so for you in Jesus' name. The tides is going to turn. I said the tides is turning. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to 18. Remember, Anna was losing hope. She was being mocked left and right. She was minding her business when the gentleman came and said, I can marry you, you know. I love you. And Anna would have looked at him thoroughly and said, ah, with this kind of man, I should be able to even produce well. You know, some nation is Kenya, for instance. When you bring your wife home, they will look at her. The other family too say, ah, this is wife material. This man too is husband material. Because they say, there are a lot of seed in this one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the man must have done that, or I am just saying it in my own understanding. And sooner or later, nothing was happening. But they put their hope in God. Anna was informed because she was well-mannered. Otherwise, you would not be seeing her in the house of God. The only place that she recognized that a mess, this monthly mess can have a turnaround is in the presence of God. And she persistently visit. Brothers and sisters, consistency is important. Don't lose hope just because somebody has betrayed you. It is a mess that you have been betrayed. Oh yes, it is messy. But you know what? Our comforter is next to us. Only if we reach out to him and call out to him. He will then answer us. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Bartimaeus, begging for many days. One day, Jesus was passing. He cried out. Suddenly, mess of a long time, stagnancy of a long time, limitation of one position at a long time, dependency on others before you can actually move of a long time, actually came to an end. I pray this morning that that expectation you have in God, the Lord Almighty will meet them. Amen. There are many things I have been through. I begin to understand now that the reason why I've gone through all those things is because God wants to turn it into a message for me. I told you I was coming from Belize mission. You know, when my brother talks about Belize at times, he just doesn't know. When I was in Belize, if you don't send his feeding money, you know what I mean. Every child that has not eaten in the morning, you see how they grumble? Even their dinner or lunch, glory be to the Lord. And I was in a situation. Here I was at the airport about to be deported. And people are saying, I need to send money to Nigeria to feed my family. When are you going to wire the money? He's seated here. Hallelujah. But I was in a situation that represents a mess. Glory be to God. But I never complained to him once that, excuse me, please be quiet. Just shut your mouth for once and be quiet and be patient. I didn't say that. I said, we're going to work on it. We're working on it. And when we submit requisition and it's not being paid on time, I don't disturb him. I'll just go to brethren in the assembly. I say, these missions that we're doing, we need help and sponsors. And people say, here's $50, here's $100. And we gather all these things and we send to him. Glory be to God. The reason why I just laughed suddenly. Remember what I've just said, we've just been through? He will now be asking for increase. That's why I just laughed. We just gathered to give. And you say the children need to go to school because their level has changed now. Daddy is in overseas. Hallelujah. You know, many people back home don't know there are times when we say we're in overseas, we're in a mess. They would think because we're in overseas, it's a beautiful environment. Now, the children need to change school to private school. Hallelujah. Then our prayer changed. That, Lord, this is too much for us. Bring the whole family. So we don't have to be thinking, this one needs to eat, this one needs to go to private school, and so on and so forth. What I'm saying simply is this. Anything that represents mess, the Lord will turn them into a message. It was a mess before, but it has turned to a message. So when he talks freely at times, I just looked at him. He doesn't know what is going on through my mind. I said, oh, you have a message now. That's good. Yeah. Once upon a time, it used to be a mess. Peradventure, you are going through a situation right now that represents a mess. The Lord will turn it into testimony. Amen. Into a message for you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We've seen numerous people in the Bible that the Lord Almighty did the same for. A lame man by the beautiful gate was in a mess. It was not of his own volition. You know, it was not because he wanted to be in that situation. It just happens to be. Or should we talk about the boy that was born blind? It was not his fault that he was in that mess. He will be hearing people reading. He said, what is that? He said, oh, I'm reading a book. So what is a book? Let me touch it. Maybe he will feel it. Hoping that, I wish I can come out of this situation. May God bring you into your rightful safe haven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You see, right now you need to believe that you are bigger than that circumstances and that the Lord can take you to a bigger state. You are bigger than your dilemma. You are bigger than your present situation. The situatedness that you are in, you are more than it. Why? Because he that dwelleth in you is greater. You have the seed of God in you. And the seed of God is never a failure. You might have been wronged by your spouse. It's a mess. But just understand that you can only take the complaint to God. Look at this couple that I just mentioned now. When they came into this sanctuary, they came in gorgeously together. Hallelujah. One day, they will talk about this situation. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, whether you are married now or yet, or you are preparing towards it, I look forward to the day that you will propose, and I will say, I do. Oh, my God. I meant approved. Hallelujah. But do remember, it is glittering now. She may not know that currently you live in a mess and vice versa. What do I mean? You know, when a man is single, they can throw their socks and everything anywhere they want. But the moment you married and you start saying, say, hey, guys, I can't deal with this anymore. We don't do this in our house. The mess starts. Unless our foundation is based on Christ, then we can overlook our wrongs. Or what others cannot cope with, we can easily cope with them. I pray in the name of Jesus that the power of God that takes us away from mess will enter you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What we're saying this morning is that simply, we know a God that can turn your mess into a message. You see, if you look at the screen that you are looking at right now, maybe if my brother move forward to the next
Oh, it's not really that clear. Oh, maybe it's clear here, not on this direction. You see that house, that room is in a mess. Hallelujah. Many people live in a mess like that. Or a situation that is so similar. And they will manage it. Others that live in a better place, because that better place is Christ's bosom, will be thinking and say, my sister, you are in a mess. He said, God forbid, I'm not in a mess. What do you see? He said, look at all this mess. He said, this is the way we have always been living. You know, we are not from Ikoyi. No, you don't need to be from Ikoyi to live in a proper situation. And I'm talking spiritually. Please, let's look at it spiritually. Glory be to the Lord. Is it what looks burnt out, knocked down, not conducive? Others find this location even much more conducive. Say, well, at least I have a cover over my head. Glory be to the Lord. If I can ever make you understand how powerful you are, then you will recognize that you can no longer live in a mess. Please don't look at it in a physical. I'm just trying to use the physical to kind of demonstrate my message. Hallelujah. He said, command ye me by the things of my handiwork. Things of my handiwork. These things that I have made. And you see, everything that you see around, including the car you drive, God made them. Command ye me by the things of my handiwork. Command me. So, there is power within you. Command. Dictate to me. Instruct. Tell me what to do. Are the angels not ministering angels for the saints? That we will send them on an errand and they will attend to our instructions. So you have a lot of power within you. You just need to utilize them. You need to spend time in his presence. At least understand how to use the instrument, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Do you understand that with that, you can actually pray for the sick? Just as God demonstrated numerous times, and then they are restored. They are taken out of a mess. Do you know that now that you are not in a mess, and you now have testimony, that the purpose of God taking you out of a mess, giving you testimony, is that so that you can share your testimonies with another, that they too can come out of a mess. And frequently when we don't do so, we become ingrates, selfish, self-centered, me, all the time. When you claim you are not in a mess and you are in a better situation, yes, you may claim that, but you are as much in a mess as the person you fail to help. Even the Bible says, when it is within your power to do so, always extend the grace of help unto another. Why? That they may no longer be in a mess. I pray that this morning the Lord Almighty will grant us teachable spirit. So it is time to summon courage. You summon courage. You encourage yourself in the Lord. In the Lord means in the word of God. And that is why I call the word of God power talk. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for as many that believe it. The gospel. Then use the power. Use the power. Use the power talk that the Lord has given you. If you're going to use it in form of songs, then use it. Just as we heard from the hymn from our father and the Lord that he had the boy was always singing. Hallelujah. You are of God, little children. John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And have overcome them, for greater is he that is in you. Hallelujah. Because you belong to God, my dear children, it's the word of God I'm reading, no? My dear children, you have already won a victory. Victory to come out of a mess into victory. Victory to come out of a mess, and the mess that used to be mess become testimony or a message. May the Lord Almighty do so for you. Because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirits that lives in this world. That is, you have the mind of God. You have the characteristics of Christ. Then utilize it. We should stop copying worldly system of things that had no value to us. So that the testimonies God Almighty has promised us might come to manifestation. There's so much greatness in you. It doesn't really matter. If you come to me now and say, I drive Uber, I will let you know. I too, once upon a time, I drive a cab. At least it's modernized now. Mine was cab. Now you drive Uber. So we should not complain. I'm saying don't complain, because you can turn that mess into a message. Because when you are driving Uber, the Uber you are driving looks to us so luxurious. Glory be to the Lord. And we're wishing that the car you are complaining about, that the Lord gives to us. Something similar. Amen. I'm going to scream and say, wake up. Wake up. Understand that you have more than enough. Don't value yourself based on what you see. The word of God says, call into existence that which is not, as if it were. Begin to live in that stardom of greatness that the Lord Almighty has promised you. In Romans 13, verse 11 and 12, say, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, out of slumbering. Now is the time. Salvation is nearer even more. Believe. Hallelujah. God, if you can do this, he has done it. God, if you can do this, he has done it. God, if you can do this, he has done it. God, if you can do this, he has done it. Come on. If it was you, would you not say, excuse me, sister? When are you ever going to even try to be grateful for these many things that you have accorded that I have done for you? Glory be to the Lord. May the Lord turn that situation around for you. Amen. And bring you testimonies. Amen. What about Abraham? He was an idol worshiper. You know that. He became the father of all. He took farmers, fishermen, tax collectors, harlots, and he brought them into a situation of greatness. No matter how you enter this place, whether you took the plane, you took the ship, or you were bundled in a crane or crate, whatever, or in a box. Just know, God was aware of how you arrived. Hallelujah. He knows how you arrived. The important thing now is that stop acting like somebody who have no father. Stop acting like someone who is homeless. Stop acting like someone who has no future. You do have a future. Stop acting like someone who believes that the whole world has come to an end. Why? Because God is aware of the situation. And God can. God can, because God looked into the impossible situation of Sarah and Abraham, and he turned it around. There are so many people that you can even testify to that God gave a turnaround. Even when you are stranded and you call upon God. I remember a man in the Bible, King Asa, he called upon God. Suddenly, the Lord appeared for him. I believe it's 1 Chronicles 14, verse 11. And King Asa called unto the Lord, his God. It is nothing for you to do this thing. It is nothing for you, Almighty God. But that man may not prevail against you. Do it. Hallelujah. 14:11. Hallelujah. Do it, O God, that man may not prevail against you. The challenges and the situation that confronts us, God can turn around. Glory be to the Lord. Oh, maybe 2 Chronicles. Glory be to the Lord. All I know is that King Asa call upon the Lord. He said, it is nothing for you to do this. And God did. He gave him a victory. Hallelujah. What about the woman in the Bible who's been waiting for the salvation for Christ returns? And Christ returned. His hope, I mean, our hope was never torn down. What are you looking for that God is yet to do? Speaking to you online and speaking to you on site. That situation, God can give it a turnaround. Glory be to God. What about Jabez? In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. Jabez was in a mess. He did not call to man. God might have used man for him, but he called to God. And all of his requests, God granted them. Glory be to God. I told you once upon a time, somebody said there is greatness in me, even though all he said was, I see you flying all over the world, and I did not pass my WAEC. And what they have told me from home is that it is when you pass your WAEC that your shoe can sound in a very special way. And I believe that those whose shoes are sounding like that are the people that flies all over the world. So I just looked at him. You know the way ladies just, you know, in a strange way, I just thought this guy is losing his mind. Glory be to the Lord. But then I found myself overseas. Glory be to God. Because there is greatness in you. Others may have a glimpse of it. But you must begin to start looking inward. That, come on, man. I'm greater than this. You know that a thought came to me recently at the beginning of this month. It was like, to even $100. And every one of you are saying, Jin, Pastor, right? Money, just ordinary dollar. Then I came to this church, to the church office. As I was pondering, this bill is coming. I'm talking about March, beginning of this month. That bill is coming. This bill is coming. Then suddenly it dropped in me. It was, I want to believe it was God. And I stood up. I said, I'm not poor. No, I'm not poor. I'm so rich. I'm blessed. Now, the gas I was supposed to have bought the day before. Just, you see, when I used to do cab, I would say, when I carry my fifth passenger, I would use that money to buy gas. Glory be to God. At least you guys that are doing Uber now, everything is electronics, and you can just get there, you show your ID, they would say, go and get the gas. In those days, if you don't have your $5 or £5, you need to, you understand what I mean? Amen. So I got up. I said, Andrew, you are rich. You are not poor. You are rich. There's wealth all around you. Did you not tell the church that all of them that surround you are your wealth? Immediately, I left and I went to the gas station, put my card in it. I said, give me gas. That is, bill me later. You understand what I mean? Amen. Praise the Lord. So that is, the situation now may be like a storm. But don't worry. The storm will soon clear. It is just a storm. It will soon clear. All over the world, your spirit keep moving. All over the world, like the... See that mess being removed now. Believe me, Joe, the mess is going. You know, a son will just come to me and I will just expect the house to help me out. Praise be to the Lord. What I am saying is that Jabez was in a mess. God took him out of the mess. Why? Because he whispered to God that this mess, oh God, take me out of this mess. And what happened? God did. God did what? So, what mess are you in? and you don't believe that God can do it? Excuse me, ma. Excuse me, sir. You might have been recently betrayed. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I told you recently at the beginning of the month, you that see me, Jim. Don't see me different. You see my shoe is still shining. Glory be to the Lord. How I got it, don't worry about it. As long as I'm wearing shoe. That is what is important. When you begin to think that, Brother Emmanuel, when am I going to get that shoe, sis, that you promised? Praise be to the Lord. But look inward and say, but I am wearing one now. Use the one you have now, because you are not in a mess. He that dwelleth in you is greater. Hallelujah. God that dwells in you is greater. You see, in Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 13, leaders, please pardon me to just take a few more minutes. You realize God sent help to his people. God sent help to his people because they keep crying unto the Lord and say, take us out of the mess of the Philistine. Whenever the harvest is full, that is when they come and they mess it up. But what did God do? God answered. He called a gentleman like you and say, O thou man of valor. Who am I talking to here? Hallelujah. O thou man of valor. Because the man did not see himself as God was seeing him. And immediately, what then begins to happen was a miracle. In verse 13, he said, then Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, you see, Gideon was speaking just like you. Why then has this happened to us? And where are all his miracles? Are you asking? Where are all the miracles that he did, that our parents told us? When our father, Daddy Adeboye, would talk, he said, in the 80s, he said, I know I was not born then, but all of these things, where are these miracles? The miracles are in you, are within you. And you can bathe the miracle. Because he that dwelleth in you is not asleep. God is not asleep. God is not a man that he will begin to act like you and I. Only a man will promise and not keep to his promises. So God is not a man. If a man promised you, maybe that mess you are in now, it was a man that put you in that mess. But let God promise you, he will take you out of the mess. You know, at times, when we're waiting for the manifestation of his glory, of his beauty, and testimonies that we desire, it just takes just a little, just a moment. Think, it's almost happening. Just be patient. Don't commit abortion. Be what? Patient. That may be a president you are carrying in your womb. Just be patient. Oh, I need conception. Be patient. It will come. Why? Because God Almighty has promised it. Glory be to God. Look, all of you need to be very careful. I speak as being led. So if I mention your case, don't go and fight anyone that they've told pastor anything. Glory be to the Lord. What about in conclusion? Let's conclude. All right, I must conclude. What about the shipwreck? It was messy. It was called shipwreck. But God gave a turnaround. If you look at that slide and you compare it, let God take your mess and use it and turn your mess into a message today. Let us rise. Did you hear that? Let God take your mess and use it and turn your mess into what? Message. Hallelujah. I want you to say one or two prayers. I've written it down here. Glory be to the Lord. You want to say, Father, please, Lord, pay a special attention to me this morning. And let the tide turn into my favor in all facets of life. This message is for me. How the message relates to you, how you can convert the message to your own message, just take it and tell the Lord. Father, throughout this year, let me walk through open doors I no longer want to encounter closed doors anymore. Tell the Lord, I no longer want to encounter closed doors. Father, this year, let me operate under wild open heaven. Tell the Lord. Because when you are under open heaven, you know, your manifestation, the manifestation rather of the message become faster. And tell the Lord, send down your revival and let it begin with me. Remember that song? Tell the Lord to send down his revival. You just manifested that message. I'm going to sing that song. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, our Father and our God, the word is from someone here that you are able to turn a mess into a message. Let it turn out to be a testimony. Amen. What represents a mess right now? Let it turn out to be a contagious, powerful testimonies that others will say, praise God. And that you will be able to say, praise God, I went through it and I survived it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Eternal Rock of Ages, we honor you. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus